It's kind of crazy. It's kind of like, it's a kick, like, seeing everybody going crazy, yeah. Like, writing a song in my flat and then having it be, you know, this big deal for a party kind of vibe for everybody. But the biggest thing for us, I think, is when we look out and people are singing the songs back and we're like, whoa, you know, that's crazy. Like, you know, because we're still like a tiny band, like, just on our way up, and we see a couple of bands singing the songs, it's just fucking, it's just, you know, it's nuts.
Blows our minds a little bit, yeah.
Is that something you're seeing developing, like, obviously, yeah, with the album that's come out as well?
Yeah, we've seen, just... like, yeah, we're like,
especially in this tour,
yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like, the more the dates went on, like, more people were coming to the shows, but they'd already got the album, you know, they'd already bought the album or pre-order or whatever, and they were just coming to the show, and they'd come up to us and ask us to play this song, this song, this song, and that's been weird. Yeah, that's been really weird. We're not used to that at all.
Because you got signed quite a big record label deal, didn't you? So how have you found anything's changed since that, or you just pushed on being the same guys?
Yeah, no, it's just kind of, we just get, like, you know, if we want to do a music video, we have the resources to do a music video. We have the records in the shops. That's really it. It's like nothing's really changed within the band, and like the band is still kind of moving at its own pace. And there's always that kind of fear that if a band gets signed to a huge label and they blow up in six months, and then after like a year, they're
gone. Probably been busier since we signed. Like.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, but yeah, we're trying to keep it basically so hard to keep that pace steady, because there is that kind of feeling that sometimes you can, like, if you want, you can push the button and then it explodes and then
it's out
of your control then.
How have things developed since the album's come out, really? Because obviously it's been, what, about a month now?
Yeah.
So, has it been like a huge thing?
Yeah, the response was definitely unexpected in terms of how positive it was. We knew anyone who liked the EPs were most likely going to enjoy the tracks on the album and stuff. But it's kind of, don't ask me what doors, but it feels like it's opened a lot of doors kind of since, just like things have picked up kind of the next level, and even personally for us it was kind of something we were holding our breath on for fucking 3 years. Since we recorded,
like, it's like one of those like teenage dreams of like releasing your debut album, so like it's finally out now as well, so I mean that's a big deal, like, as well. You have to just like step back and think about that as well. It's like not many people in the world get to release like a debut album, label, like, as well, so. Yeah.
And we got the way we were, like, did it's, it was what, like, we self-recorded everything in a house in Ireland, and that's the record that the label put out. We didn't have to go and re-record stuff, so it's just kind of like, we're just really proud of it, you know what I mean? It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Is that how long it's been a work in progress then? Like
3 or 4 years.
Yeah, before any of the late, like, yeah, a good year before the label came along or any of that stuff. We worked like 2 months in our day job, saved up money, went down, recorded the drums, went back, saved more money, and kind of just kept on doing it until we had the album. So and then kind of we weren't even like, we didn't even consider it done at the time, and then everything started happening.
It got into the hands of somebody in the label. When we were on like a DIY tour, sleeping in the van, all that kind of stuff, and then they asked us to go into the offices, and we thought it was a joke, but they were serious.
It was never like a thing that we kind of like imagined would happen, because the general kind of thing is you kind of do it yourself or whatever, because the labels are this big bad fucking thing or whatever, you know. But
I think it only changes bands that actually have it already in them to change and stuff.
I know
loads of bands that are signed and stuff, and like they're the nicest people in the world.
They have enough
great bands and stuff.
They haven't offered us enough money to sell out quite yet.
Yeah, exactly.
We're waiting for that magic number, and then we'll be on like
then we'll call it
Coca-Cola
Coke.
Commercials and shit like that.
The second album's going to be a greatest hits.
Sponsored by Coors Light.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed on your Spotify stats, which came to a bit of a shock, but have you seen, you can see like where people are listening? Your top cities like Sao Paulo and Rio. Do you have any idea how that's come about?
Thing ever. No, we have no idea. But we're trying to, like, we're like, get us a tour there. Sell out the tour.
Brazilian Revolution's coming.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I think a few of the top cities were in Brazil. Like, it was crazy. But yeah, I think I've always heard anyone, like, any of the big bands who played over there, like Metallica and the Fugees and stuff, they always say that South America is just a totally different beast. Like, they fucking love music.
We started getting, like, loads of messages constantly on like Facebook and all this stuff, like from people in Brazil.
And they're just typing Portuguese or Spanish.
We couldn't answer.
Google Translate.
Yeah, Google Translate. Yeah.